100.9 and 107.1, The Cat. It's Sean and Andrea with a very special guest, Andrea.
I know. How you doing, Sean? You're so excited about this.
You know, I love Chris. Chris Jansen's with us. How are you, brother?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on, guys. I'm excited about it, too. And I'm doing fabulous. Thank you for asking. We've had a heck of a week, man. We're teeter-tottering at number one on the top of the charts. All I Need Is You, the current single, and working on some new music that's coming out the 21st. And the last 3 days of my life, I've just been a whirlwind in a good way. We filmed last night, finally, the final of the 3 days. We did a big television taping with Dolly Parton for CBS.
Oh, wow.
Coming out the 21st, yes, sir. And we're debuting my new single on there. So it's been a great little whirlwind, like I said, of a few days, but been fabulous and just proud to be talking with y'all.
You're swinging for the fences there with Dolly, I think, right?
It's crazy, man. Biggest star in the world and the most gracious and awesome.
Most down to earth.
You got to dream big to win big.
I love it. I remember we were just down in Nashville during the CMA week and we interviewed you, and I got to thank you for being so cool because you came up to me twice and you're like, man, that was the best interview. That was so much fun. And like nobody ever does that. You are that kind of, you have that Dolly feel to you in that you take your time to tell people how you feel. I like that.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I do that because nobody else does it in the world anymore. And
right.
It drives me crazy.
Right.
I don't understand how we got to a place in culture where we don't say please and thank you anymore. It's crazy.
We talk about this on the show all the time.
It's crazy, dude. I'm not complaining about, I'm not trying to be one of those cynical people. I'm just saying that,
right.
We have a lot to be thankful for, y'all. We woke up in freedom. It's a free country. We are provided luxury by our great military to have the luxury of freedom. We have so many blessings like conservation, hunting, fishing, God, family, country. We live amongst all these great attributes that are free to the taking in America. And somehow as a society, as a whole, we have forgotten to be nice to one another, say please, thank you, great job today, and just treat people as you want to be treated. Mm-hmm. So I really try to emphasize that in life,
well,
no
thank
matter
you.
What.
Thank you for that, Chris Jansen. Now let me get to this, because we were talking about, oddly enough, this song just the other day. So obviously, is it kind of an answer to Buy Me a Boat?
Oh, the new one?
Yeah, the All I Want Is You, because it's like, I'm like, well, he got his boat, he got his truck to pull it, he got his Yeti cooler, and now he's realized all he really needed was her in the first place.
I apologize. I was already thinking the next single coming down the pike is very reminiscent to the Buy Me a Boat days. But anyway, yes, absolutely. All I Need Is You is really about only Kelly, because that is really all I need at the end of the day, her and, of course, the kids, but it would be weird to sing a love song like that to your kids.
Right.
I mean, it would be super weird to do that, come to think of it. So anyway, I wrote about her, of course, love song for my wife. And it is true. All I need is her. I mean, the things in life do not matter. But what does matter is your family. And
I'm sorry, how long you been together?
Oh, no worries. We've been married 13 years. Best 13 years of my life.
Does she still appreciate when you do a song like this?
Yeah.
Does it still have that same effect on her?
Absolutely. Absolutely. However, I must say that I've never written songs to try to impress her or to have an effect on her or anything like that. We're not really those people. We're not mushy. We don't live in a fairy tale world of love and butterflies. We live in the real world, and we really love each other, and we're realists. So it's like, for us, I do believe wholeheartedly that she loves the song, yes. I do believe that she's proud of it, yes. I think she's proud of me, yes. And by the way, vice versa to her.
Right.
But in the grand scheme of things, this is my job. It's an awesome job. She's my manager. She's a great manager. And the song is I'm thankful it's a great song. I believe it is, and I'm glad it's a hit. But at the end of the day,
I want to see you get to number one.
We have those moments, and then we move on.
You just got a great philosophy with things.
So you also work with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you like? Everybody always asks us, "What's it like to work with your spouse?" How do you think about it?
Well, as I've said many, many times before and over again, I think it's fabulous. I mean, you can not trust very many people.
Mm-hmm.
And the one person I do trust more than anybody is her, because I know she has my best interest. And because she has my best interest, she has her best interest. And same goes, in reverse. And so that's just the way it is. And I quite frankly, when Buy Me a Boat came out and we were independent, before we signed that record deal back then, I mean, I literally was in a place where I was fine without a deal, didn't really want a deal, and didn't care. I was just writing songs for a living and making a good living at that for myself and other people and having some hits on other folks. And so I said, if we're going to do this the way that it's looking, you got to manage the situation or I'm just not going to do it.
I love it. That's what makes you great, though. You know what I mean? I always tell artists.
Thank you. And understand that if that were today, it would be the same deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell artists all the time, don't chase the fame, chase the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never cared about accolades or anything like that, so it just never mattered to me because it doesn't change my life. And so, you know, the things that change my life are my God and my family, and everything else is icing on the cake. I always say music has afforded me the luxury to do the things that I love and I'm passionate about, and of course, music has a hand in that. However, you know, I'm a conservationist. I love being in the outdoors. I love hunting, fishing.
I can ask him so many things. It's like we don't have enough time, but what do you think of your boys buying Field and Stream?
Eric and Morgan. That's awesome. I have no idea what you would do with a magazine, how to resurrect that. So more power to them. That's great. I just know that for me and mine, like, you know, I have, as you know, the big deal with Bass Pro and kind of the face of that with country music and things. And I'm so proud of that. And it's something I always wanted, and I dream big, and I've won big. And I love my partnership there. But, you know, we do so much for conservation together, I'm proud to say. Mm-hmm. And with my my signature hat with my things, logos that we've talked about before, mm-hmm. the Bass Pro hat, we sell that. We give all the money back to conservation aids and help put wild harvested game back into the tables and hands of people who are in need for free. We pay for that all, and getting kids back in the outdoors and cleaning up the rivers and the streams and the land. And we're about to take that nationwide. We've been working on those initiatives, and I work with a lot of conservation partners through them, and that, which is a big mission in my life, which has actually nothing to do with music, but music got me there.
And how,
wow.
So being able to use that one platform to, you know, to lily pad into the next is pretty incredible.
Well, I love it. I'm with you on nature too. We got to get the kids out. We got to get everybody back out and in touch with nature in the world again. Thank you so much.
We got to get America conservation minded again.
And love it.
It's very important, and I aim to do that.
And more please and thank yous.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Chris Jansen. Thank you so much for taking your time and hanging out with us. And good luck with All I Need Is You. I'm hoping it gets to number one.